Now today, as well as being the second Sunday of Easter, is also called, in the church's lingo, Low Sunday. Now the church's year can, and does quite often, reflect life. And the reason that this Sunday is traditionally known as Low Sunday is because it reflects that slightly deflated feeling you have after you've celebrated a major event that you've been leading up to. And our readings today reflect a little bit of that dynamic. Today in our readings, we go from the excitement of the women finding the tomb empty and meeting an angel, which we heard on Easter Day, back down to the reality of tired, stressed, strung out Thomas. When I talk about what faith in God is about, I often compare it to the experience of being loved by someone. How do I know that I am loved by my parents, my husband, or my children? Well, I just know that I am. I can't prove that they love me, and they can't prove it to me, although I will admit that chocolates and flowers do go a long way. But at the end of the day, I do just have to trust that they genuinely love me. Faith in God is the same for me. At the end of the day, I can read the Bible, God's love letter to us, all the days of the week. I can talk to him using prayer, but at the end of the day, it comes down to trust, down to faith. Now, this is all well and good when everything is great, but not so easy when everything isn't so great. One of the toughest times for marriages can often be during those first few years of having children. You go from that elation of having given birth, well, no, it's not elation, it's pain, but you go from, dads go from elation of giving birth, but that elation of having a new baby to then the reality of sleepless nights, of being constantly on the go, constantly having to cart tons of stuff with you, even to physically get out the door. And if you're in any doubt what it's like to shift from not having children to having children, you need to watch Michael McIntyre's sketch on getting out of the house. Yes, I'll get this nod here. On getting out the house with children, because he sums it up beautifully. Now, during these times, even the strongest of marriages can take a bit of a pounding. And for the couple, there's no time for hearts and flowers. And if by any chance you are gifted some time by kind family or friends, to be honest, you're too tired to do anything with it other than sleep. It's in periods such as these that we have to hang on in faith and trust that we are still loved by the other person and that we still love them. Faith in God can go through phases like this, where there are no great celebrations, where there is this distinct absence of feeling close to God, when circumstances in life are just so rubbish and hard that it's hard to believe that there is anything real about what we used to feel about God. I think Thomas was possibly in one of those places when he was told that Jesus had risen from the dead and appeared to the others, but not to him. He'd been through a traumatic time. He'd seen the person who he thought would be the answer to everything killed. He was tired, he was strung out, and he was so scared that he and the others would be the next to be hung up on a cross. It's not surprising that he wasn't feeling the Easter joy. And it's not surprising that he found the whole tale from his friends too hard to believe. It was a bit like he'd fallen out with God. If God was real, if Jesus really was the person he said he was, well then how did all this happen? The good news is that like all the great loves of our lives, God hung in there with Thomas. Even when Thomas was finding it hard to believe, it was worth hanging in there with God. I remember a friend of mine saying once, when she was going through a very difficult time, that she knew that God was just near to her. And she physically sort of said, I know he's just near to me. But she couldn't quite reach out to him at that point. But something said to her that he was still there, hanging in there with her. That, to me, was God hanging in with her, ready for when she could just make that tiny step of reaching out to him again. Jesus hung in with Thomas. He paid a second visit deliberately to draw Thomas back to him, to show him the proof that he needed to see. And then Thomas had, to quote another regular preacher here, his mountaintop experience. It is difficult in those times when our faith doesn't feel very strong to us, when we find ourselves not knowing quite what we believe, or when we find our faith being challenged by circumstances in life, when every Sunday feels like a low Sunday. It's those times that we have to hang in there with God. Just like we hang in there with relationships in our lives when they're not all hearts and flowers. Because if we do, we are guaranteed that God hangs in there with us, just like he did with Thomas, just like he did with countless other people in the Bible and throughout history. There'll be people here today who'll be able to speak of times when their faith hasn't felt very strong, and yet God hung in there with them and has brought them back to a place of strong faith again. So if your faith today in God is feeling wobbly or non-existent at the moment, if you're feeling a bit like Thomas, then don't lose heart, because God is hanging in there with you, even if you can't feel it right now, and will continue to do so until you can once again, or for the very first time, declare with Thomas, my Lord and my God. And by way of a postscript this morning, if you're feeling like that today and would like someone to pray with you before you go home, do either make your way over to the sort of side aisle over there at the end of the service, where Andrew will be with there and very willing to pray with you, or ask me or somebody else in church to pray with you this morning. Because one of the best bits of advice I was ever given by a bishop was when our ex-bishop of St. Albans, Christopher Herbert, said to me that most of the time we are called to pray, and sometimes we are just simply upheld by the prayers of others. So I encourage you today, and in the weeks and months ahead, that if you hit a point, a low Sunday, when you think, I just can't pray, I can't feel where God is, then know that you are being upheld by the prayers of others and that God is hanging in there with you. Amen.